The Inner Cry, Part 10. If your inner cries are deep, then your outer smiles will be most powerful. Sri Chinmoy. What gives life its value, if not its inner cry for self-transcendence? Sri Chinmoy. Our inner cry is God's assurance, God's voice, God's guidance, and God's action within us. It is God calling us home. Our inner cry is the agency of peace, light, and bliss, the gateway to happiness, guardian of truth, and guarantor of perfection. It at once fills and fulfills, uplifts and enlightens, justifies and glorifies our existence. The inner cry replaces instinct and transcends evolution as we consciously embrace and actively join in the inward dive, forward march, and upward flight of our spiritual life journey. The inner cry is at once the current propelling our life river forward toward its ocean destination, and the gravity pull beckoning and compelling our life river to reunite with its ocean source. The inner cry recognizes that we have somehow drifted far from our natural state, and we need to rediscover who we are and why we are here. That we have become lost and need to find our way back home. That we are carrying a heavy weight of imperfection, which we need to lose to fly into the perfection sky. That we have turned our backs on our souls and needs must reclaim our inherent divinity, which is our birthright. The inner cry is absolutely for all. The inner cry requires no qualifications, learning, or skill, no capacity, no fee, no passport or visa. It cares not what we look like, how we sound, what our income, address, profession, or status, what our beliefs or religion, how we dress or behave, what we like or dislike. Tucked away in every heart, forever at our beck and call, our only indispensable necessity, our inner cry.